Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's honestly something that we have seen on tape. It's a common route around the league. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Al Holcomb, the linebacker's coach. He put it on tape a few times. You know, we've worked that play. Our offense runs that play. And, you know, he basically told me, like, if I see it, go.
Terrell Bernard on the interception of Tua. Shades of Kavika Mitchell against the Giants.
Wow.
You what? Like it? Do a you like pull. It or what?
How about, I got one.
What
How,
same yard line? Is it?
Yeah.
It's neighborhood.
Similar. How about Nick Barnett against the Eagles in 2011?
All right.
Huge pick.
Wait, Kavika Mitchell, was that not the, he was former Giant. Was that against the Chargers? Who was that against?
He was a former Giant.
So it might have been against the Chargers, Ooh. Not against the Giants. Kavika Mitchell pick over the middle.
All right.
Same end of the stadium.
Biggest linebacker picks in Bills history.
Let's do it.
Is that the top three? Bernard, Barnett, and
Alonso
Mitchell.
Against somebody. Bernard has had a bunch of those.
Carlton Bailey, of course, in the AFC Championship game in the 90s, when in a game that was like 10-7 or something.
Team to beat in the AFC, they're putting up on Get Up, Bills, Ravens, and two picks for the Chargers.
Two picks for the Chargers. I like the Chargers just fine.
Mike Tannenbaum earlier today said the Chargers are the most complete team in the AFC.
Part of me just wants to say, are we all falling for it again? I fall for it all the time. I always want to buy in that the Chargers are finally going to be actually great.
What would
and
count?
Every what? Year they fall on their face.
What would count? Winning a playoff game?
Yes.
Okay, that's it?
And winning the division. No, that or winning the division.
Division.
You got to do one of those two things.
You might have to do both.
You both
gotta,
to be great.
You have to do both to be real.
Right, because if they win the division and they lose to Kansas City in the first round, who's going to care?
Why are the Bills real? Because they win their division and playoff games.
Okay.
You have to win your division and a playoff game to be real. All right, well.
Or don't win your division and like go to the AFC Championship game.
Fair.
Like, you know what? What is real? Do what we always yell at the Bills for not doing in the playoffs. Beat Kansas City or I guess for them it would be Baltimore.
Beat a good quarterback?
Yeah. Go to the
Bills
playoffs.
Bills beat Baltimore, so that counts.
Right. But they didn't beat Cincinnati. So for them it would be, yeah, go beat Kansas City or go beat the Ravens or the Bills in a playoff game and I'll take you seriously.
Before we get to calls here, if we saw a Bills-Chargers matchup, start watching the Chargers, folks. Honestly, like, I know we all watch the Chiefs. They are not that impressive. They play on Sunday night this week against the Giants.
Yep.
Get yourself the Chargers Broncos. The Broncos are a team that should be 2-0.
They would be, other than a penalty they took on a 60-yard field.
That's right. They took a terrible penalty. Otherwise, it's two 2-0 teams meeting in one of the late games this weekend. But get your eyes to the Chargers. Start scouting because they're getting some love. And in a matchup of Bills-Chargers, let's just say I'd be worried about the secondary. Bills. I'd be really worried about
in that matchup.
They caught Ladd and Keenan Allen and Quentin Johnston. I'd be a little worried.
The one thing I will say, though, is the Chargers cannot run the ball right now.
Well, that's not troublesome for the Bills.
That
kind of plays well to the Bills. You know how when another team has a shutdown corner and like, well, congratulations, we don't have a number one receiver. If you say you don't run the ball well, it's like, well, congratulations. Like,
yeah.
We don't want to stop that anyway. We want to stop the pass.
But if that's the type of game the Bills want to drag an opponent into.
I don't think they could drag the Chargers into it. The Chargers are overexpected. Whatever. Let's get to Bills and Dolphins. Yeah. Anyway, 803-0550 to join us. And 1-888-550-2550. James Cook on pace for 300 carries. and a 1,500-yard rushing season. If I gave
and more than
15, 16 touchdowns?
I think more than that.
If I gave you his last year yards per carry, just with the uptick in carries, you're talking 1,500-yard season.
And then are we saying he's a bargain in a year? Someone going to say that in a year?
Joe in Lancaster. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Congrats to the Bills for, you know, they overcame injuries and Joe Brady's offensive play calling, which is awesome. You know, I think I have wrote out this whole list because I wanted to be so thoughtful and not waste your time. So I'm going to get rid of my analogy to the Bills play calling and golf. You know, we always know it's going to be a driver, maybe a 3-wood, maybe a 2-iron, but usually driver, right? So you said that Cook has 70% of the carries, and he's looking at going to be 300 carries. So I'm thinking that's like 210 plays that are going to be between the guard center gap. You know, I've watched these Bills play for many years, and the repetitive theme here is that we want to load up the middle of the field on the first play of each series, exactly where the defense knows we're going to go. It's like we've telegraphed this in steel, like we've burned it in. And it's so frustrating. Like, my swear jar is so full right now. You know, I'm going to be able to go down to Consumer Beverages and have a blast. I just don't know why we can't get Josh Allen either making the play call, since he's so good at reading defenses. He already makes awesome audible calls. Why can't we get Joe Brady out of the way so we can actually make this offense dynamic and utilize the talents that Josh has? Can somebody at that state, at you guys, somebody else, tell me, help me make sense of this, Joe and Jeremy?
Well, the easy way to make sense of it is they're winning a ton. If you want the offense to be different, it would need to lose. And they win all the time, and they don't turn the ball over. I do think that the, you know, zooming out, what you're talking about, Joe, is the first three quarters of the Ravens game, people talked like this. And in the first half of this game, people talked like this, which is, you have Josh Allen. When did you become this dink-dunk team? I had somebody send me a GIF of it. Is it Marlon Brando? Look what they did to my boy. Like, look what they did. The passing chart for Allen, it is, you know, it's driving a Ferrari 4 miles an hour around a track. Mm-hmm. It's very, very safe. What they run is safe, but...
And having everyone else crash in the race and you're the only one to finish.
Yeah. But I think that they do that in part because, A, it works, and the other part is when we need to pin the needle at 190 miles an hour, he can do that. But we just don't need him to do it all the time because that's a lot of wear on the engine and the tires and maybe a wreck and maybe... So... The Baltimore second half was a little bit of, maybe we can do this. Now, does that get them into trouble? It's very possible. You know, I had a bunch of texts last night, again, before the game is locked up, like, are we about to have another conversation about receivers? And the answer to that question for me is always, we're never going to stop talking about it. Because, whatever, however you want to get to it, their offense is great.
Yeah.
They definitely can win the Super Bowl. When... Post-draft, Bean came on, and we kind of, whatever, went at it about the receiver investments. That was not a discussion about, you can't be good unless you have... It was just, I feel like you should invest in some other pieces to help, you know, keep this thing moving in the right direction. And the wide receiver point, I mean, they got one catch out of Palmer, a healthy scratch out of Samuel, and Elijah Moore will touch the ball twice, and we're like, all right! Like, they are a team that kind of wins without him. And if you want the Bills to wing, you know, wing the ball all over the field, I just don't think you're going to get that until they feel like they absolutely have to. And when they have to in a really important game, we'll see. They're either going to get the job done or they're not.
Yeah.
And I think there's reason to be concerned about Coleman doing that long term, Palmer doing that, but that doesn't mean they can't. So if you're looking for Allen to be the 2020 Josh Allen, I think that's just gone for a while. They like what they have here. I think he's bought in. They have total buy-in, and it works.
All right, you want to look at their first downs through three games? They've run 98 first down plays through three games so far. They have thrown the ball 39 times. They have 52 rush attempts. And If your concern is they're running it too much, what I will tell you is that James Cook on first down this year, 28 carries for 150 yards. It's 5.4 yards per carry.
They're doing great.
So they're doing fine.
They're doing great.
I'm not saying they're all great. There are a couple of runs that, like yesterday, that maybe why they get stifled in the middle there is they go to James Cook on that first drive after the second half touchdown, and he gets 1 yard. And then it's incomplete, and then you're third and long, and you're punting. So that happened once yesterday, maybe even twice, but so far throughout the year, like, it's not been a big problem, unless you want to count Ray Davis, who's 2.2 carries. But I pointed out earlier, all that's a lot of that's Jets time when you're up by 30. So I think they're doing fine. I mean, Allen's – you want Allen on first down? 26 of 39, 266 yards and a touchdown. But so it's not like that's not also working.
Is this game script neutralized? Or
nope,
is it,
okay. This is everything.
Well,
That's the Ravens game?
The Baltimore game's going to have a ton of throwing.
Yeah, that's right.
They started throwing the ball, and they started doing a lot better. Anyway, 803-0550, our phone number. Thanks for the call. I think they've got a really good formula. It's tough to win all the games. It's tough to be the last team standing. Can they? I mean, I'll pull it up here. Ben Baldwin stats of, like, pass rate over expected. Okay? There's only one spot where they...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A pass over expected in the entire down and distance breakdown. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is second and eight or more. You get them in second and eight, they're going to throw the ball. So let's break this down by every down and distance. The website that does this, rbsdm.com, you can look up millions of things like real deep analytics about what your team does, tendencies. He has all plays. First and 10, second and 1 or 2, second and 3 or 7, third and 8 or more, third and 1 or 2, third and 3 or more, after you pass for a first down, after you run for a first down. There's really only one spot where it comes down to second down. One spot where they pass it more than you would think. And that is?
Second and long?
Sorry.
Because it's not second and short. We know it's not second and short.
I'm just making sure I'm reading the chart right. They pass it. No, it's second and eight, right? Second and eight, they are passing it more than most teams. Mm-hmm. Second and short, they are running it more than most teams. Minus 16% pass frequency. And everywhere else, they're a neutral team. Like, they are a run team. And that wins them a lot of games. They're super efficient. Not a criticism, just a reality. That's what they are. Sometimes you want to, I feel this, sometimes you want to see, hey, hold on, ready? Let's press the button. Let's order the code red, where we decide, today we're going to see if we can throw for 405 touchdowns. And then they do it. And you think, all right, it's in the bag. I got that club in the bag. When I need it, I can use it. This game, if you want to be troubled by anything, I mean, Miami didn't even have a starting secondary period. Never mind good players. These guys are just all backups, and nobody down the field is available in spots they like it, or Josh just wants to play it safe. Like,
I guess that's where my surprise is, though, that they didn't decide. It's why they're arguably the best team in football. It's because they can hit almost any club and still win the game. You know, it's Tiger in his prime. Have him hit a 7-iron and you hit your driver. He's still probably going to win. But it was weird to me that they didn't decide this was the game.
To throw it.
I mean, that team was ready to get taken out back. And a big reason why is it's been called the worst secondary in the NFL in 25 years.
They've given up a higher percentage of drives to scores than any other team in like the last 20
right.
years.
So if there ever was a game where you would think, all right, this is the day where they pull that club out and they just start ripping it all over the place on that defense, this would have been the opponent to do that, and they decided, no, we don't need it.
Right. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. I had something else I was going to mention there, but I forget what it was, so I'm sure it'll come back. Mike in Lakeview. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hi, guys. I have one question. On Miami's first drive, they had a third down and four. Mm-hmm. Hill caught a pass and bobbled it. It seemed that he had only 1 foot in. Whose fault or responsibility it is to let McDermott throw a challenge flag? Thanks.
Yeah. They must not have got the call down fast enough to challenge it.
John Perry works in their booth, right? They have
the
others.
Dolphins
so.
Went kind of quick. Not
they went quick.
Kind of quick.
Actually, I think they ran the play clock close to, well, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. I thought it was not, I didn't think it was a hurry up. I just thought that they were, you know, all right, let's.
Yeah, don't quote me on that. So it would be two. It would be the Bills operation for not calling down the challenge.
And
I also
Sky
think
Judge.
Sky Judge absolutely needs to call down and say, hey, like, that's one of those, that's an obvious miss. Like they had on in the second half where Miami was short of the sticks and they go after a replay assistant, it's first down. And that took 4 seconds and now we got the call right. This was a play where you would think, hey, the guy upstairs can call down to the ref and just say, within 10 seconds, that was not a catch. And then the ref announces, actually that wasn't a catch, and they're punting.
Yep.
That should have happened. So that's a miss by them.
They
miss sometimes, not right, as often as the regular refs.
It's a great example, though, of the iniquity of the Sky Judge. It used to be it's on the coach to challenge it. Now it's more of a, we'll catch it when we can. They catch a first down that they got wrong and move that. They didn't catch this one. So like, oh, okay. Now I'm just kind of signing up for the randomness of which the Sky Judge does see and which doesn't.
Which really, like, the point I always like to make on that, though, is that's not any different from how we've always done things. The only difference is the guy upstairs now is inconsistent versus the guy that's on the field. And the inconsistency upstairs isn't the same. So it really isn't different. It's just the guy, because refs get calls wrong all the time. This is a ref. He's just sitting up in a booth. And he got the call wrong. So that happens too, I guess.
Paul on the west side. Hey, Paul.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great win last night. Go Bills. But I'll get straight to my guillotine question. I can't decide on my second flex spot. I got Steph Diggs versus Pittsburgh, Hollywood Brown at the Giants, Romeo Doubs at Cleveland, and Juwan Johnson at Seattle.
I mean, it's hard not to start Juwan Johnson right now. So he is like the number one pass catching option in New Orleans.
Okay.
So
is Hollywood Brown healthy?
No, he's banged up. I mean, he's going to play, but yeah, he's banged up. Guillotine, that's not the type of player you like to play in guillotine where he already has an injury and he leaves games early all the time, because he could leave the game in the first quarter and you get a zero and your season's over.
Right.
So I would not start Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, there were Doubs.
Doubs and Johnson. I'd start Johnson. I'll pick the tight end, I guess.
Okay.
I'm in a tight end mood today. The Bills beating me into it with the not even 12 personnel, 13 personnel.
Up next, John. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning. You guys really got me going with the Kawika Mitchell line.
Do we ever figure out which game it was or what the opponent was? We think it was the Chargers?
I'm looking at it right now. It was Chargers 07. Do you remember it was actually the power outage game.
Okay.
Vividly remember that game, and also wanted to throw out a John McCargo big interception here against Romo that Monday, that heart-wrenching Monday nighter.
Okay.
Same side of the field, too. It was a huge interception in that fourth quarter. I think we picked Romo off like 4 or 5 times in the game, and like Trent Edwards just like
did
couldn't
John
move
DiGiorgio ball. Get one of those picks?
Yes, he did, because they're the call.
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorgio.
Yeah, Tirico, yeah. I think, made that call.
That's right.
I'm sorry. It was DiGiorgio,
yes.
Not John McCargo.
Yes, beautiful.
I'm sorry. I deeply apologize for that. No, just wanted to mention, if you look back and like Tua is like dropping back to pass, and you can see it in his eyes and his body language. It's just, he looks like he takes a snap and just can't wait to throw a check down. It just seems like this is kind of what he does. And it's just a much different offense than what it was in, you know, years ago where they could sort of sling it down the field. His body language, everything about him just kind of seems like, you know, he doesn't want to take a hit. There was some times he was able to
know, move around a little bit and throw it a little bit downfield. But that alarming stat they threw up where, like, his completion, his, like, average completion something, it could be getting this wrong, was, like, minus half a yard backwards. And it's just, like, this is – I don't know anything about X's and O's, never played football in my life, but I feel like I can sense what Miami's offense is doing. It's like, let's just have Tyreek Hill and Waddle run as far as they can downfield and then just leave Achane or Malik Washington alone in the flat and just dump it to them. It's like, it seems as simple as that every time we play them, and they don't do anything different. Yeah. But
yeah, I did see Jeremy Fowler tweet out last night that he said that from talking to people with the Bills, he said the Bills felt the Dolphins' offensive game plan was a departure from previous matchups, more of a ball control offense, keep Josh Allen off the field. I didn't really get that sense during the game. Their only real long drive, it felt like, was the end of the half one, which sure, like, there you did a good job of keeping Allen off the field at the end of a half, but was that their entire game plan?
Their first drive was the same. I mean, they got a return to, like, near midfield, but after the return, it was a long 9-play drive to go half the field.
Yeah.
So I mean, sometimes I feel like we overstate whether or not that was the goal or just what happened. Like, if they could have scored in 2 plays because they broke a tackle, they would have loved to. I don't know. Thanks for the phone call. Kavika Mitchell, the pass was intercepted at the 9-yard line against the Chargers in 2008.
It's pretty big.
They're already up 9 points. I think I saw they're already up 9.
When he picked it off? That's not that big.
No.
Two-score
Sorry,
game?
Wait. They're up 6.
Very different.
They're up 6. Kavika Mitchell, interception at the 9, and then they go on to win 23-14. That was Trent Edwards' last stand that game.
Yeah. Bernard is tweeted this last night. He is completely the bizarro Tremaine Edmonds.
Splash plays?
No consistency, but splash plays. Versus Edmonds, who was giving you only consistency and zero splash plays. Total opposite.
Get a break in, 803-0550. More of your phone calls. If you can hang with us, we can get to you. It's Jeremy and Joe on Football Friday here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.